that's the people that come from a state is it Kansas, Iowa?
Yeah. Is that a derogatory word, or is that just neutral, or?
No, I think it was something that is picked up in earlier history of it.
Mm-hmm.
And is known as a Hoosier state, and I don't know whether it's derogatory or not, but it's a term that state's had for a long time.
Uh-huh, okay. Okay, if you were at a party and you look at your watch and you see it's about a little after 11:30, you say, well, I guess we better be getting on home. It's what, midnight?
Nearly midnight.
Okay. And you might say, that ice is hard to walk on. I managed to keep my balance, but something fell 3 or 4 times. In place of something, you might say, it's hard to walk on. I managed to keep my balance, but I fell 3 or 4 times.
Not managed to fall 3 or 4 times.
No, you managed to keep from falling.
Yeah.
And so you...
almost fell.
Okay. Okay. If someone's waiting for you to get ready so you can go someplace with him, and he calls to you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might say, I'll be with you in just...
a few minutes.
In what?
A few minutes.
Okay. Would you say the whole thing?
I'll be ready in a few minutes.
Okay, okay. If you know you're on the right road, but you aren't sure of the distance, okay, you know you're going
mm-hmm.
right. You might stop somebody and say, how something is it to Oklahoma City?
How far is it to Oklahoma City?
Okay. If you're pointing out something nearby, you might say to somebody, hey.
What is that?
Okay, or you know what it is, you just want to show it to them. You might say, hey.
Hey, look here.
Okay. If you were saying that same thing to a child, well, look here, what would you mean by that?
I mean, look at this object that I'm pointing at.
Uh-huh. Okay, would you ever say it if you were reprimanding a child or trying to explain something or?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you'd say, look here, you better behave yourself.
Okay. If you want to know how regularly someone goes to town, you'd say,
how often do you go to town?
Okay. If you agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to vote for that guy, you might say...
not going to what?
I'm not going to vote for that guy.
Oh, yeah.
You might say...
me either.
All right. Let's see. Okay, this part of your head is your
forehead.
Okay, and if you go to the barber, he would probably cut your
hair.
Okay, and if you haven't shaved in a week or so, you'd be growing a
beard.
Okay, and where would an old-timey storekeeper keep his pencil if he wasn't using it?
Behind his ear.
Okay, which ear?
If he was right-handed, it'd be right ear. If he's left-handed, it'd be left ear.
Okay. Okay. If somebody's mumbling, you might say, take that chewing gum out of your...
mouth.
Okay. And someone... you might say somebody got a chicken bone stuck in his...
throat.
Okay. And you wear a tie around your...
neck.
And what do you call this part of your neck right here?
Well, your Adam's apple is there.
Okay. You have any other word for it?
Larynx.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word guzzle?
You ever heard guzzle?
What's guzzle mean?
Well, if you're talking about someone that drank